The show and the name spared no expense to bring you the finest, up-to-the-minute coverage possible under the limited budget that we're forced to work with.
That's right. We called Joe's all across America as the average Joe election poll, but also in order to get more...
a local taste, local feel.
More of a local flavor, we sent our feminine forum guys out. Frankie, Troy, Leroy, and the old fellow all went out as exit pollers, guys who stand near the polling places and talk to some of the voters as they leave the booth. Are we going to run that in a minute?
Yeah, let's do.
We have a segment of a couple of the guys working the voting booths here coming up. That's right, we'll be by there tonight. The Troubadour Combine, help us help the kids. Toys for Tots is in full swing here with the Marines and the big old funky Q.
Let's go ahead and do another anniversary bit here. We told you a few minutes ago we had some exit pollers out on the streets with microphones and not much else, actually.
Yeah, they're not too swift. We tried them on the feminine forum. We got a lot of complaints from women in the community, so we put the feminine forum on hold for a few months and let everybody's dander settle back down. Mm-hmm. Or would that be dandruff?
Dandruff, probably.
So we sent the guys out. They have to earn their money somehow. They're still on the payroll. Election day, we sent them out to poll voters, and that didn't work out so well either, did it?
We have an exit poll report. Frankie and Troy are standing by. Jeff, just flip it. They're ready.
Frankie and Troy.
Yeah, gee, I wish they hadn't thrown it back to us so soon.
What's
We're
wrong?
Still at the restaurant.
Jeez.
Troy's in the bathroom. He's been in there 20 minutes. Come on! We had some frozen turkeys we were given to pass out for the voters, and...
What?
One of them was rotten, so Troy, knucklehead, took it in the bathroom in here, and he's trying to flush it down the toilet. Will you come on?
Come on, you guys, please.
They didn't have me!
What? Gee, he's having a problem in there. Apparently, he can't get the frozen turkey down the bowl.
What's going on, Frank?
What about the...
come on. We got to go to work here and cover the voting thing.
You guys are supposed to be conducting exit polls.
Listen, I'm sorry. We haven't talked to anybody yet that's voted. And he's in the bathroom in a restaurant here trying to stuff a frozen turkey down the toilet, for God's... Come on, Troy.
What? There's water everywhere. It's water all over the floor.
Great.
The toilet's back there.
So we're standing here ankle deep in soiled water, if you know what I mean.
Come on, help me.
We got to...
Right now.
Good.
All
here
right.
We go, folks. Here we go.
Excuse me, sir.
Shut up,
Well, he apparently was in a very big hurry because he just went right on by. He just blew right on by me.
Get someone else, Leroy.
Here come another fella right here. Pardon me, sir. My name is Leroy Washington, and damn, you got snot all over my coat. Hey, man, you got snot. You got snot all over my new turquoise leisure suit,
Leroy. Leroy.
Now, wait. Give me $2 to get this thing clean. Hey, come back here.
Didn't work out so well that day. We spent a lot of money hiring those guys. And
sorry if you were waiting to get an idea who was voting for who that day.
That never happens on Dan Rather's show.
Know. Well, they have a bigger budget, you know.
Apparently so. The old guy had the best idea on election day. Instead of going out and exit polling, he bought a bunch of beer the day before and sold it for $14 a six-pack on the election day when no one else could buy beer.
That's it.
Made enough money to go take a cruise this coming January, too.
That's right. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, hello, boys. Happy anniversary.
Frances!
Yes, this is your girlfriend.
The show with no name groupie, ladies and gentlemen. 59-year-old Frances.
Folks, Frances.
How are you all celebrating?
They're clapping right now for you, Frances.
We love you, baby. That's our lady, Frances.
Must be my fans.
Oh, they're all your
fans.
They
love you. You kidding?
Those people are nuts about you. Frances, what's your favorite bit from the show with the name? I guess I know the day you appeared on the show with the name.
Of course.
Probably your favorite.
Yeah. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, right. We'll have Jeff.
What are you all doing tonight?
Pardon me?
What are you all doing tonight?
Shh, not on the air, Frances.
You're wicked, you know that?
Frances is 50. Jeff, do you have a tape of Frances actually promoting the show with no name? You should have one up on the wall there. It says, Frances, show with no name groupie. How about Frances, do you ever hear yourself on the air here?
I sure do.
Because, as you'll recall, I know you're senile, but if as you can sort of recall...
She is not.
I heard that.
As you can sort of recall, we taped a couple of announcements when you were here. And one, Jeff?
A lot of you'd be surprised how many people hear those and call me.
Run that promo of Frances the day she was on the air with us.
No, Jeff, that's the wrong one.
No, that was off the air, man.
That's the one.
Hi, this is Frances, the world's only show with no name groupie. When I'm not busy doing weird things to my dog with a fork, I'm listening to Ronnie and Terry on QMF.
That was you, Frances.
I know it.
Yeah.
Our 59-year-old show with no-name groupie. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling on the old anniversary here.
I enjoy you all to no end. I listen to you every day.
Yeah. We love you.
Nobody can top you.
Listen, we found one of your socks here the other day. You want us to mail that to you?
Let's talk that over off the air, can we?
Do you want us to mail that sock back to you?
Yeah, mail it back to me.
Okay, darling.
Did you get that stain out of the car?
Well, not really.
Try that
I'm
secret.
Working on it.
Try that secret sauce. Remember when we gave you the bucket? It works on everything.
Oh,
try
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we love you, Frances.
I love you all too.
Oh, quit.
Bye bye.
Bye.
On any given week, you can open it up and find a miraculous something or other that someone in the world has found, and a tap dancing worm or.
You never read about this in the Courier Journal either. It's always in the National Enquirer, the National Examiner, who I believe is who we call her. The National Examiner is actually the.
An artichoke that bleeds every Easter, that kind of stuff.
It's neat, you know, if somebody finds stuff like that. And, of course, thousands of people come around to see it and they charge money.
Yeah.
Well, the Kennard brothers found something, believe it or not, fishing
in the Ohio
River.
That's right.
A fish that dances. We tried to sell that story to the National Examiner, and actually I think the guy was going for it for a while.
For a little bit, yeah.
As he gets a little sarcastic near the end here, but this is from just a few months ago.
It's QMF.
Communications.
Hello. Hello. We're calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
To talk to one of your reporters on your newspaper, the National Examiner.
Thank you.
We have something that your magazine would. It's perfect for your magazine. It's a miracle.
Examiner.
Hello.
We're calling from Louisville, Kentucky. A friend of ours told us to call you because we were fishing, my brother and me.
We found something in the Ohio River that we think would be perfect for your magazine.
We found a fish that dances. I mean, sort of. You put him on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
Would you guys be interested in doing a kind of an article on him?
It's a miracle.
Hold on just a minute.
Patrick Cotter.
Hello, Mr. Cotter?
Yeah.
My brother and me were told to call you or your newspaper and tell you about this fish we caught.
We're from Louisville, Kentucky, sir. We were fishing in the Ohio River. My brother pulled out a huge catfish, and I think it's a miracle because when we took him out of the water, he began to dance.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and some man from the newspaper took our picture last night, and he said to call your paper.
And what's your name?
Floyd.
Ernie?
Yes, sir.
Have I ever met you before?
No.
No, sir. Well, unless you've been in Louisville and...
Were you here for the debate? Did your paper cover the debate?
Not yet.
Have you ever been at the Troubadour? We go there a lot.
No. Well, let me take your number and give you a buzz back, okay? I'll save you a few bucks. Or did you call on the toll-free number?
Well, we're at work. We're using the boss's speakerphone.
Oh, I see.
Our boss said that we could call, you know, because we had a special thing. We work at a bottle cap factory.
Do you have a picture of this fish dancing?
Pardon me?
Do you have a picture of this fish dancing?
Yeah, but you can't wiggling. I mean, he ain't wiggling because it's a picture.
Okay, well, why don't we start from the top and everything, and I'll find out. It'd be nice if you had a little videotape, but too bad.
Well, how would
have
you...
We have a movie camera.
What?
We have a movie camera.
I guess the fish is dead now.
No, because we put him in water.
Oh, so you could take a movie of him dancing?
Oh, he's in the bathtub right now.
Oh, and he's a carp?
Yeah, yes. It's the one that has the mud line in it.
Uh-huh. So describe how he dances. Does he stand up on his fins?
Well, sort of.
Well, yeah, but he sort of bends, doubles over, you know, because all that weight.
He wiggles a whole lot and sort of...
His little fins flap. It's funny.
And he stands right on his fins. And his tail fin?
Yeah, he tries. He can't stand all the way up, but, I mean, he wiggles around and almost stands up.
He's not just gasping for air?
Well, gee, we didn't think of that.
Well, maybe.
Maybe that's why he's wiggling so much, maybe.
Well, I've seen fish before, and they don't move around like this one. It's almost like he's doing, you know, the mashed potato.
Uh-huh.
It's great. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle.
Could you send a reporter to cover the story?
Well, as you know, I'm not an editor. Tell me who told you to contact me?
A guy here that works for the newspaper, because we call our newspaper in town.
What's that guy's name?
Ed somebody. He's just a reporter. You know, I called the newspaper and I said, hey, we got a fish that dances, and he talked to us for a while, and then he said, why don't you call this newspaper in Florida?
Okay, well, I tell you what we should do is we should have, you have a movie camera, you said, or a video camera?
Yeah, 8mm movie camera.
Uh-huh. Well, if you took a little movie of the fish dancing and then you made some stills from that, they could take that from the negative of the movie film, and then we had a sequence of pictures showing the fish doing its moves.
The mashed potato.
That would be what we really need, because, I mean, now who's going to believe a fish dancing unless they actually see it?
Well, unless that's it's in your newspaper. If it's in your newspaper, I mean, people will
believe it.
They'll
believe it.
Well, our people, they believe a lot, but I think you're really testing the limits there with the dancing fish.
He flaps his little flippers.
I mean, I could tell them that I'm God incarnate, and unless I could float or something, they may not believe me.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you?
No, not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Boy, you scared me for a minute. I was going to start calling you sir.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think there's a different form of address for God.
I see.
I don't know what you call him. I mean, the Jews still don't have a name for him.
Hey, our boss is coming. We have to get back to work, the bottle cap factory. But listen,
we'll take a film.
Yeah, we're going to take a film.
Do you think maybe he can't breathe and that's why he's doubling over and tapping like that with his little flippers?
Yeah, well, maybe he's trying to do some Morse code, tell you to give him a drink. Well, I'd like to know. I have no idea, but I believe I must know you people somehow.
No. I don't think so.
Have you ever...
You know how to talk like you talk?
You never been at the Troubadour, right?
No.
No, probably
not. But I'd like to learn how to speak the way you guys do, because it's very... very attractive way of talking.
Thank you. We're going to get the film to you in the mail, so watch for it from Floyd and Ernie, okay?
Okay, thanks, Dwight and Ernie.
Thank you.
WQMF, Jeffersonville, Louisville. I guess you're right, though. Ozzy is the consummate rock star.
None better or bigger.
Yeah, well, you read about rock stars in all these magazines these days, and every one of them has a quirk.
That's right.
Don't you think?
Something that makes them a little bit different.
Their forte.
Right.
Their calling card. Ozzy's, of course, is biting the heads off of live things.
Man,
Ozzy used to have 3 or 4 sisters, and of course he bit their heads off at some point in time. He, as a matter of fact, his first big shot to fame after Black Sabbath faded away was the time he bit the head off the bat somewhere in Iowa, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Had to be given rabies shots.
Spent a couple days in the hospital and went through that whole procedure.
Well, finally, Ozzy's tour landed in Louisville, and I guess about a year ago or so, Oz the Schnoz was in town, and we thought we'd play a little prank on Oz. We got to visit him, as a lot of radio people do. You get to go to their hotel rooms and meet these clowns, because that, of course, gets more radio airplay for them.
Right.
But,
they think.
Ron had something in the trunk of his car that we figured would really pull a number on Oz the Schnoz.
Threw a curveball at him is what we did.
Instead of biting the head off of a live animal, you'll hear here in just a moment.
This is Oz. Sit right there, Oz.
Okay, Oz. Now I'll toss this thing to you. Ron's going to clock you. As fast as you can, bite the head off of this.
Folks, this is a rubber chicken. Ozzy will never get the head off this thing.
Stand back, Ozzy. Right there.
I want to get a picture when you throw it at him.
Rubber chicken. He will not be able to bite the head off of this.
This will take all day.
You'll have to gnaw on this booger all day long.
Just sit right there, Oz.
Okay.
Over here, Oz.
Ready?
We're right here.
Stick your hands out, Ozzy. Ron, you got your watch ready?
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne attempting to bite the head off of an animal. He doesn't even know what animal it is.
Over here this way, Oz.
Ready, Oz?
Face us, man, could you?
Ready? Go! Go, Oz. Take his picture. Get his picture, Jeff.
We're clocking this. That's 8, 11 seconds. 12.
Come on, Ozzy.
Come on, buddy. Chew it. Bite the head off of that sucker.
Come on, Ozzy.
A rubber chicken.
Come on.
You're getting it, buddy. You're close. You're there. It's happening, Oz.
Pull it, Oz.
I wonder if we could throw it back to the station for some commercial announcements.
Take we'll his picture. Jeff, get his picture. Oh, it looks like he's going to get it.
Terry, he's chewing the wrong end, man. He's got it turned around.
Ozzy, you're chewing the wrong end of the chicken there, buddy.
Turn it around, man, would you? I got to get a shot at that.
Jeff, keep snapping his picture. This is great.
We've given rock star Ozzy Osbourne a plastic chicken. He's made his fame from biting the heads off of animals. He can't get the head off this rubber chicken.
He's got the wrong end in his mouth.
Come on, Oz, turn it around.
Chew that
there.
Bugger, boy. Look at him. Oh, he is going. He does this on stage.
He's going eight.
It's worth, $14?
All right,
just to watch the man.
$14 to get in to see Ozzy tonight?
Per ticket. Is that it? I mean, that's worth the price of admission just to watch the man bite the head off.
That's a bargain right there. That's $14 only if Ozzy does Crazy Train. That's worth it right
rubber
there.
Rubber chicken. Go ahead, man.
What a guy.
That'd be Ozzy. I don't think he ever did get the, he didn't bite the head. It was,
He bit something off of it later, but he was actually an hour late for the show. We gave him that chicken at about 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. He chewed on that for 14 hours.
The wrong end of it for 14 hours.
I'll say one thing. The guy has spunk. You know, he stays with it. He's not a quitter. Oz the Schnoz.